For a small country, Wales has some really big views. Mountains, hills, and valleys define the landscape. Here are 10 of the best places to stop and admire them. Llyn Ydwl and Drefn Snowdonia. Cwm Ydwl, a national nature reserve, is one of the best places in Wales to see landscapes and plant species which have barely changed since the Ice Age. On a calm day, Llyn Ydwl is as smooth a mirror, with beautiful reflections of cliffs and sky. The unmistakable shape of Drefn makes a striking backdrop. The Marquis of Anglesey's Column. Gazing out over the Menia Strait and the Snowdonia Peaks beyond is the bronze figure of Henry William Paget, 1st Marquis of Anglesey, who fought with Wellington at the Battle of Waterloo. You can climb his column via a narrow spiral staircase with 115 steps, leading to an open platform. Superb on a day that's not too blowy. Swallow Falls near Bytwyswy Coed. This waterfall on the River Lygwy is one of the loveliest features of Wales' most mountainous region. Since the Lygwy's catchment area gets more rain than anywhere else in Britain, the falls usually have plenty of oomph. There are easy-to-reach viewpoints on each bank, very close to the rushing, foaming water. Festiniog Railway from Porth Madog. For pure nostalgia, the sight of a steam locomotive chuffing through Snowdonia is pretty hard to beat. The Porth Madog Cob, the causeway over the mouth of the River Glaslyn, is just one of several vantage points you can enjoy in any season, even in the snow. Naturally, the views from inside the train are rather good, too. Snowdonia from Mount Snowdon. Whether you do it by train or under your own steam, there's much to be gained from climbing Wales' highest mountain, not least, the chance to enjoy our most memorable 360-degree views. The ridges and lakes of Snowdonia National Park stretch out in every direction. If it's clear, you can see all the way to Ireland. Llanochryginan, Snowdonia. Llanochryginan is a photographer's favorite. Under a brooding dawn sky, with autumn mist tumbling down from Cadair Idris, it looks quite spectacular. But it's just as delightful on a spring afternoon. Hikers know it as a stop on the Modoc Way, an enjoyable, circular 31-mile route from Barmouth. Fulfadian, Cambrian Mountains. Look north from the summit of Fulfadian and the faraway peaks of Snowdonia dominate the horizon, dark in summer, snow-dusted in winter. Just below the walk to the top, near the road, is a stone toposcope dedicated to the Welsh journalist Winfred Vaughan Thomas. He considered this view the best in Wales. Penwy Fan from Llangorse Lake. Sheltered in the lee of the Black Mountains, Llangorse is a lake where history and myth run deep. Its reconstructed crannog, or man-made island stronghold, marks the site of a 10th-century palace, close to the water's edge. The lake shore is a picturesque place to stop and admire the highest peaks in southern Britain. Sugarloaf from Blearenge. The hike up Blearenge from Abergavenny is steep, but worth it. The heather-strewn plateau at the top, a site of special scientific interest, offers splendid views across the Usk Valley to Sugarloaf, the southernmost peak in the Black Mountains, with the Monmouthshire and Brecon Canal snaking along below. Carrigsennan Castle from Trapp. Explore the lanes around the Carmarthenshire hamlet of Trapp, and gaps in the hedgerows reveal glimpses of the enigmatic ruins of Carrigsennan, on the edge of the Black Mountain Range. Immortalised by Turner in a swirl of stormy watercolour that's now in Tate Britain, it's one of Wales' most romantic views.